Hey, it's Emaster from crossbordergaming.com as well as gamedebate.net. I'm just gonna do a little mini Infamous review, which I got in the mail today from Best Buy, which was on sale for $29.99 instead of the usual $69.99 Canadian, which I also like to call highway robbery on video games. And I'm very glad that I got it for more than half off. So I figured at $30, that game was definitely worth it. And considering Best Buy ships you a game for only $2, I figured that was good money spent. So it arrived today. I played it for about, I would say, 3 hours now in total. It's a visually, that's a good game. I'm very impressed with the visuals of the game. I'm also quite amazed that it's not a Grand Theft Auto clone, which a lot of people were giving me that, well, at least from their reviews and previews, they were giving me the impression that this was going to be a GTA clone. But that's far from being true because it stands on its own very well. Now, I haven't played Prototype, so I don't know what that game is like. I'm gonna try to see if I can rent that somehow, or other, or maybe that'll come, on sale for $29.99 also at some point in Canada. Best Buy, Future Shop, I'm looking at you. And so anyways, down to the nitty-gritty, the game does make me a little motion sick because you can literally take, like, I don't know, 100-foot falls off top of buildings. And I don't know, like, on my 24-inch Dell monitor, which is 1080p, it looks frighteningly realistic, and I get kind of motion sick when I jump off the buildings. It's like being a drop zone at a Canada's Wonderland or something like that. It's really it's quite the roller coaster ride. But the acrobatics and stuff in the game are really, really awesome. I'm still trying to get used to the fact that there is no, auto lock-on features, which I'm used to from Grand Theft Auto because I'm not a very good manual aimer. I'll freely admit that I'm a terrible manual aimer when it comes to games. But I'm willing to look past that because, one, for what I paid for it, and two, because the resale value of that game is much higher than what I paid for it as well. So I can break even if I don't like it, but I do like it. It's quite nice. The electric powers look very good. Making cars fly all over the place is pretty cool. The missions are nice. Voice acting's a little cheesy. I mean, there's this character in there named Zeke, who's supposed to be this hillbilly who's in the middle of what is obviously New York. What I also find funny is that the city is called Empire City, which reminds me of the old 80s, early 90s cartoon Cops. But anyways, all in all, it's a good game. And if you can pick it up for $29.99 Canadian, I highly recommend it. It's a good game, especially considering it's a PS3 exclusive. Yeah, I do recommend it. It's a good game. Nice missions. Multiple choice, which I like. I like games where you can choose between being good or bad and making moral choices. Those are awesome. Because sometimes, if I'm in a pissed off mood, I might not want to, help out people in the game. I might just want to fry them or whatever not. So it's up to me initially, which I like. So I do recommend Infamous. It's a good game. PS3 exclusive. And mine came with a Uncharted 2 multiplayer beta code. So I'm not sure if I'm going to cash that in or not. We'll see. But I'm not even sure if that's a Best Buy or Future Shop exclusive. But it's a nice little added bonus. But until then, you can find me on twitter.com/emaster1980 as well as crossbordergaming.com, where I have my podcast with HBomb as well as gamedebate.net. I hope you enjoy yourselves. Have a good day.